Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. This is a breaking news update, as we just got confirmation of the Diddy verdict, and this changes everything. Let's get right into it. For the last month, we have been talking about the Diddy trial and all the drama that has been going on with it. So much stuff has come out in the trial that we were all expecting Diddy to be put away forever. What I was complaining about was the fact that none of Diddy's accomplices were ever named in the trial. Not a single celebrity accomplice was named in the trial, and that had me worried since the beginning. When I saw the courts protecting Hollywood, I started getting a feeling that Diddy was going to get away with this. And the reason I felt that was because Diddy was requesting to be able to name the other celebrities that were his accomplices during the freak-offs, and the courts refused. It appeared that Diddy was protected in order to protect the rest of Hollywood. Now we finally got a verdict in the Diddy trial, and it's not what none of us wanted. As right now, it appears that Diddy might walk out of there free. It was recently reported that the jury delivered a mixed verdict, with Diddy being acquitted of the most serious charges, including the racketeering conspiracy and the S-trafficking charges. However, he was found guilty on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. Now the judge is awaiting the decision on whether to release Combs on bail while he awaits sentencing or to keep him in jail until sentencing. But he was acquitted of the racketeering conspiracy and S-trafficking charges, only being convicted of two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. Now, the judge will determine the sentence, but from what I read, the maximum penalty for his charges are 10 years for each count. All of the media is reporting, though, that Diddy was ecstatic, cheering and happy when he found out that he was acquitted of all the other charges, because those were the serious charges that were supposed to put him away for life. And if you've been following this case, I believe, and I know many of you believe, that the prosecution truly proved that Diddy was trafficking these people and had a RICO empire. But what this verdict tells us is that A, either Diddy made a deal with the elite, or 2, Diddy has so much dirt on them that he can easily blackmail them. This entire situation is a letdown, and I honestly thought that Diddy was going to go to prison, and there's still a possibility that he can go to prison, but as of what it's looking like right now, who knows what's going to happen. We saw with the Young Thug situation, how Young Thug did all these crimes, admitted to doing the crimes, rapped about doing the crimes. During the trial, they had so much evidence presented, it started looking like Young Thug was going to spend the rest of his life in prison. They let him go. Yeah, he got charged. Yes, he took a plea deal. But the plea deal allowed him to walk out of jail untouched after all this evidence was presented and he basically admitted to being a murderer. Yet, regular people are getting sentenced for missing a court date. You know, the difference is these people are Masonic puppets. These people are a part of the Masonic system. And like I've said before, the Masons help each other every chance they get. Remember this interview that Bill Cooper did of another Mason who infiltrated a lodge? He admitted himself that the Masons protect each other no matter what. He stated that when a Mason goes to prison, all the Mason has to do is let the judge know that he's a Mason. And if the judge is a Mason too, which he likely is, they let the person go.
When you're speeding down a highway and you're stopped by a law enforcement officer, what happens when he sees the Masonic emblem on your windshield?
Usually what you have is a direct turnaround in attitude. I myself am a young man. I get hassled by cops a little bit. It seems like they always have cop and attitude when they pull me over. But when they see the Masonic square and compasses on my car, and most importantly, when I flip out my dues-paying card, a card that all dues-paying Masons carry, the police officer, let me just put it this way. I've never once got a speeding ticket or a traffic ticket or have even been harassed in any way when they have known that I am a Mason.
Now, what happens when a Freemason goes into court against someone who's not a Freemason and the judge is a Freemason?
You have a very subtle interaction that goes on. All Masons are taught secret signs and secret words and secret phrases and this is some of the most, this is what they don't want revealed more than anything else. You can stand in a particular position, you can hold your arms in a particular position, you can speak certain words, the widow's son, traveling man, keywords and phrases that will let this judge know that you are a Mason. And
in the show News Radio, they revealed that Freemason judges protect Freemason brothers. In season 3, episode 15, they literally openly reveal it and use the real word for the Master Masons, which is Tubal-Cain, as the code that Masons tell judges to be set free.
That all federal, state, and local judges are members of a certain obscure sect of the Freemasons.
Now hold. Our strategy is that all judges are Masons?
Well, there's more to it than that.
Like what?
Well, there's a secret Masonic word which, when uttered, obligates judges to rule in your favor, and they have to go paddle each other off in a secret cave somewhere.
If Diddy walks out of there free, this was the plan all along. We know that the Masons have specific rituals that they do during certain times of the year when rising in specific degrees. So it's very possible that this entire situation with Diddy was just one giant ritual. Now, the most important part to consider is the fact that no other celebrity was named. They were all protected. When I saw that, I already knew this entire case was going to be nonsense. I already knew that nothing was going to come from it, because they were protecting all the other monsters that was hanging around Diddy. Because they know that most of the people in Hollywood are doing exactly what Diddy did. Now, for those that are going to say Diddy did no crimes, you really need to open your eyes. Stop defending this monster, because it's pretty obvious. I have been exposing Diddy since I created this channel, because I have heard the stories about Diddy since I was a child. I grew up in New York, and everybody knew about Diddy. Yes, he was praised. Yes, people loved him. But also people spoke about him being this evil monster and how he did all these things. And when I started researching into Diddy, it was right in the open. It was pretty obvious. Diddy definitely did all the crimes he was charged with. That's 100% obvious. The women basically admitted that they were used for his freak-offs, whether they wanted to do them or not. Now, yes, some of them consented to it. Yes, some of them wanted to do it. But you guys have to use your brain. Diddy was the gatekeeper for the music industry. If you wanted success in the music industry, you had to please Diddy. When these upcoming artists are put in front of Diddy, they have a choice either to throw away their dreams, their career, everything they worked so hard for, everything they wanted in life, or compromise themselves, sell out, and do what Diddy wants. And that's what Cassie did. Now, yes, Cassie had the decision at the beginning, of course. We all have a decision, but it's a decision that is really not fair. Because if you want to be an artist, and that is your dream, and that's everything you're working for, you can easily be taken advantage of by the person who can give you that opportunity. And that's exactly what Diddy did every single time. He did it to Cassie, he did it to the Jane Doe, he did it to Gina, he did it to Young Miami. He has done it to every single celebrity. He's done it to Justin Bieber, he's done it to Usher. This is how the industry hazes and initiates his new members. This is what Diddy has been doing to everyone. You can put all the blame on Diddy, but you can definitely put the majority of the blame on Diddy and partial blame on Cassie and other victims, because yes, they did choose this, but they weren't given much of a choice if they wanted to have the career that they wanted. This is not just Diddy either. Hollywood is doing exactly what Diddy does. From the beginning of Hollywood, there has been men that make women and other men do compromising things for those top spot opportunities. That's why so many of these celebrities, when they get to the top, they start being corrupt like that, because they have to do it to the others. That's how they keep the system going. Now, I honestly feel that Diddy might be left free now, and I'm honestly truly disappointed. I'm actually hurt about this, because for a moment, I actually thought that there was going to be justice for all the things that this man did. But like I said before, it was never justice for the sake of justice. It was simply justice because the elite had an issue with Diddy, which most likely he solved now. You know, he was in there with other billionaires, and it's likely that Diddy fixed his relationship with the Masonic Order. And if you think about it, that's pretty obvious when you realize that the trial seemed rather guided. A lot of the information that we were told existed before the trial never made it to the trial. Specifically, there was not a single moment that they spoke about all the footage that they found, all the freak-off footage that they found at Diddy's mansion. They didn't tell us who was there with Diddy, what was going on in that footage, none of that. This is Hollywood protecting Hollywood, and Diddy is a massive part in Hollywood. Diddy had enough dirt to bring down everyone. Just look at the people he was hanging out with. Recently, his own bodyguard admitted that he thought Trump was going to pardon Diddy. He said that he personally took Diddy to hang out with Trump and to have meetings with Trump several times. And we already know Trump's pardoned all these Masonic puppets. He pardoned Kodak Black. He pardoned Lil Wayne. He pardoned Desiree Perez, the CEO of Roc Nation. So honestly, there was a possibility that he was going to pardon Diddy. This entire situation just lets you know that we live in two different worlds. The Masons, they have their own world, their own legal system. They do whatever they want. We, on the other hand, are oppressed. We're taken advantage of, and there's nothing really we could do. Now, I'm going to keep on following this trial to see what other updates come in. We're going to see if Diddy actually gets sentenced to the 10 years or 20 years, whatever they're saying they're going to sentence him to. But chances are, let's be honest, sadly, it's looking like Diddy is going to walk. It's looking like they're going to let him go. They'll probably give him probation or something like that and parole, whatever they give you. And he's going to walk free. And unfortunately, he's going to be back out there, and you know it. You know it for a fact. In the first 24 hours, he's going to have himself a freak-off. He's going to have all these sex magic rituals going on. And it's looking like a lot of you guys were saying, that this was just all scripted. This was all just nonsense. I tried to see it for what it was. I tried to understand. Honestly, at the beginning, it did look like the elite had turned on Diddy. But now it just looks like another nonsense ritual that they had going on. I want to know what you guys think below. Do you think Diddy's going to be sentenced to the 10 years, or would he walk free? Well, that's it for this video. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.